Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority at all times and can break in at any time. At this point, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on, I believe, July 12th or 13th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on the website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I will now listen for any EchoLink stations that would like to join us this evening. Are there any EchoLink check-ins? I will pause for 15 seconds.
KD2AIT, good evening. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB, Bill in Western Pennsylvania, and checking in. Good evening. And I can also see another fine fellow out there in the EchoLink system, Kevin. And at this time, I will let it up. KA3TFB back to net control through EchoLink. Over.
Thanks, Bill. Okay, we'll come back to you. And waiting for the other EchoLink station in the wings.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And thanks, Bill, for naming me that I'm in the loop here. So I'll back out and I'll let Net Control take control, and I will stand by 7-3.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us this evening, and I'm going to go to the top to Bill. Bill, well, thank you for joining us. Where are you calling from in Pennsylvania?
Roger. Good evening. Good evening to the net, everybody there. We are calling from Western Pennsylvania. We are 20 miles north of the city of Pittsburgh. And we're between Cranberry, and we are in a little town called Warrendale. We have our humidity here is around 61%, and the dew point is 67% and rising. We have on our doorstep a big glob of rain. They're posting flood advisories, I guess, today for a flood alert. We're going to expect perhaps 2 inches of rain, if not more, by Saturday morning, and then maybe another inch later on. If you look at the weather, you can see a great big glob of rain, something we don't need. And with that in mind, top of the day to everybody, and we'll go back in listening mode. And, Kathy, you've done a great job. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
Well, thank you, Bill. I like how you describe rain as a big glob. That's what it looks like on the Doppler, but it's a great description. Okay, well, you enjoy your weekend, and I'm going to go down to Kevin. Kevin, thank you for joining us this evening. You're always in an unusual location. So where are you this evening?
Yes, a very good evening. This is KD2FPM. I'm here in Oneonta, New York, about 20 minutes south of Cooperstown, which is the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. So I've got about a 20-minute ride, and I'm right there at the National Baseball Hall of Fame. So, you know, it's kind of cool. Right now we got about 65 degrees here. Clouds are on the increase, and we are also watching for rain that will be here at some point tomorrow. So, and rain we probably really, we kind of need, but we don't need all at once. So I'm not going to say, push it back. But this is our first full weekend of summer, and to experience all rain on Saturday into Sunday is not going to be anything fun. I can say that much. But, well, with that note, I tell you what, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, because I know there are probably some other stations out there that would like to check in. This is K2FPM 73. I'll stand by and listen.
All right, Kevin, thank you for joining us this evening. Yes, I've been to the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a really fun place. I've been there several times, in fact. So you've got a good spot to visit. Alrighty. Moving on, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I am now looking for folks who are mobile, portable, or battery-powered stations. Please call now. I believe that you, Dan, your audio is very light, so how are things in your town?
Okay, Jesse, this is Ben, 2-0-I-2. The chat's up here to Mix Lake at the Old Forge. We come in today and we're going to stay there Monday morning. But hope it's not for me. We've seen a refinery lot. I only got my 5 watts here on the radio on my truck. I hand held it on a general antenna. But so that's from here. We've got no Forge today. And tomorrow we've got spent some time down here, but they got rain coming. Thank you, Captain. Have a good evening, and we will watch you for.
Okay, Dan, we're doing all right for 5 watts. I could hear just about all of that. So, well, enjoy your weekend. Whatever it is you're doing, I hope it's going to be kind of rainy, so maybe you'll have a few indoor projects to occupy yourself with. Very good. Okay. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
WD2ADX. WA2U.
Okay, do you have any other additional stations, members, or guests? Please call now.
This is N2KKL. Hi, Kathy.
Okay, I'll go to the top of the list. Dick, how are you this evening? It's good to have you check in.
Yeah, good evening, Kathy, and the rest of the net, WD2ADX here. Well, I've been scarce on the net in the past couple of years, I guess, so anyway, I got some good news to pass along. Was passing through Utica the other day, so I stopped at our repeater technician's abode and picked up the lightning arrester that had been missing in our link. It was a missing link. Anyway, it's now installed, and the ground wire is hooked up, and we are protected from lightning. So that's been a project that's been going on for the past several months, and it finally reached its goal, put it that way. So, nice summer night here in Boonville. I don't know what the temperature is, but I'm walking around in a t-shirt outside, and I passed by the car here and heard the nut going, so I figured I better jump in and tell everybody the good news. So we'll turn it back to NAT Control, Kathy, and say 7-3 to all, and it'll be WD-280X clear.
All right, Dick, that's good about the lightning. Lightning protection, that's always important. I don't know if there's any bluegrass concerts this weekend, but if there were, I'm sure you'd be there. Good, well, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. Now, there's a call sign. I'm not familiar with who it belongs to. I looked on my list, and the last three letters are P-E-Y.
Okay, Kathy, KC2YXN. The call is Kilo 2 Papa Echo Yankee. Kilo 2 Papa Echo Yankee. We're located at Racket Lake on Outlet Bay, and we're here at camp for a couple of days, and we just turned on the net and putting out a very nice signal from the repeater. Good to hear WD-280X on, and you've got a nice signal there, Kathy, from Boonville. So we, days gone by, we've been down to the Boonville picnic and so forth. So the temperature here this evening is 61 degrees, and just to report on black flies in the early morning hours of daylight, and in the evening they seem to have what I call an annoying level of black flies, but midday wind, it's better. So we'll send it back to you. This is K2PEY Racket Lake.
Okay, I didn't happen to catch your name. I want to add you to our list. So if you could, I must have missed that.
I guess I didn't give it. The name is Joe. The name is Joe. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Joe. Well, glad to have you with us enjoying your time on the lake. And it's wonderful to have the black flies, though. Yep. They're all there. So what can you do? It's beautiful here, but there's the black flies. Okay, next up is WA2U.
WA2U. Well, we'll say good evening to everyone on frequency here this evening, this field day evening. That's right, it's arrived once again, and we'll say good evening to all the listeners that have tuned in via their scanner or the receiver or on the internet. Special hi to Joe. I don't think we've chatted before. If we haven't, been a while, and a familiar voice to me that I haven't chatted in many, many, many years, WD-280X. Dick and I chatted a long time ago. I remember the day that Dick climbed the rolling 25G tower and put the G7 up there. I think it was a Husker G7, and there was a refrigerator to keep the repeater and with a light bulb for compensation of temperature. But all is well here. This is a field day weekend. In the as far as amateur radio is concerned, and a good chance to get out there. If people are listening, try to find some people that you might know that are amateur radio operators and go over and visit and see what the field day is all about, see what they've got set up and how things work. And if you haven't been involved with a hobby in a number of years, it's good time to rekindle the interest. A lot of new technology, and a lot of transceivers have gotten a lot smaller, and a lot of creativity. So that officially, I think it starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and it runs for 24 hours. So they're always busy. It might be a challenge with the weather, but you know how it is. When you get a number of hams together, everyone has a great time. And Dick, just a comment to you. We ran into two people at John Williams' wake. One was named, I believe, Lori and Kathy, and they're very involved with the bluegrass. And I think there's a bluegrass program on tonight on 90.3 WRUN out of Remsen. I'm not sure, but I did stumble across the program, the bluegrass program, besides Bill Nolan. So anyways, I'll turn it back to Ned. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and good to hear old voices and new voices. I'll turn it back over to my wife here. WATU, back to Ned.
Alrighty, John, yes it is. It's coming up this Field Day weekend. All right, next up is the only other YL on here, Pauline, N2KKL. How are you?
Okay, C2YXN, N2KKL, just fine. Looking forward to our Field Day. We're having one. And looking forward to it, even though it's going to rain. But I've camped in the rain, so I don't think we'll melt. We got tarps that'll take care of stuff, but looking forward to it, that's for sure. I've been cooking and baking all day. But just fine to get in and say howdy to you. Good to hear you, Kat. You too, John, and everybody else. And to KKL, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, Lenny Pauline, well, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the Field Days, and just keep your, they always say keep your powder dry, but keep your equipment dry. That's going to be very, very important. Good. Well, I hope you have a good time. All right, KC2YXN. Are there any other stations who would like to join us this evening? Please call now.
KD2AIC. KA2ZZ.
KC2WI.
Okay, we've got Jeff, Jack, and Pete. All right, the top of the list is Jeff. Are you at camp?
Hi, Roger that. We're up here at camp, and we're enjoying the end of a fine evening. Great time up here at camp. Got a bunch of stuff done here, and we're just kind of winding down. It's been not a long day, but a good day. I hope everybody's doing good and enjoying the Field Days. I know N2KKL is, and that's about it. So, KD2AIT, we'll turn it back to Ned.
Alrighty, Jeff, well, thanks for joining this evening. Yeah, we had a busy day, too. I stacked all the firewood that was out there, so John's got to get to it and split some more for me. Alrighty, next up is Jack. Jack, how are you this evening?
Well, we're doing pretty good down here in Liverpool. Little part of the day, didn't get too awfully hot, which is the way I like it. Right now we're about 68 degrees. I want to say a special hello to Joe. Up in Valley Lake, we was going to have a place up in the Adirondacks. We used to chat quite a bit. So good to hear you up there, Joe, and I hope you're doing well. And also to Dick, KD280X, WD280X, good to hear you as well. And all the other stations are checked in as well. I don't mean to leave anybody out, but haven't heard those two in a while. And I guess that's about it from down here. 7-3 is all around. KA2000.
Alrighty, Jack. Well, thanks for stopping in this evening and say hi to Carol. Yeah, if there's any graduation parties this weekend, which we know of several, it's not going to be a dry, sunny time. But anyway, it's good to celebrate that. Anyway, so all right, up next is Pete. And how are things in Glenfield?
KC2WI, pretty nice here still. Not too cool. Got all the everything open still. Putting a few things in the car. I'm probably going to go to field day. I kind of don't want to because it'll be so rainy. And if I just stay here and work, I'd probably be just as happy. I've got to decide in the morning, I guess. For sure whether I'm going. But probably. And it's in typical fashion, you know, you're getting ready to go and you find this and you do that, and next thing you know, it's midnight. The only way out of that is to be really, really organized and have a place for everything and everything in its place, so that when you get done with whatever the thing is, you can put it right back where it should be without a big hassle. I don't have that. I'm trying to work a little bit more towards it. I used to be a lot better. But too much clutter here. So one of the projects I started here was get out a couple of laptops that I want to take with me if I go. We'll use for logging, put the W3FJP field day program in them. And the objective is to take older ones and maybe sell a couple by the end of the event. These hams are always looking for stuff, you know. Inexpensive laptop, I get it loaded up with the program and with the FLDigi and that, maybe I can sell a couple. And one is an HP something or the other. It's a Windows XP. Works really well for this kind of stuff. Nice screen, nice keyboard. One thing I don't like about all the new computers, the keyboards are getting smaller and flatter and less travel on the keys. I like real keyboards. And then another one, the guy gave me, he bought a new computer, I guess, and read my column in the paper up in Hamilton County, and called me and said, hey, I got this Dell, maybe you can use it for parts or something. I said, sure. It took me about 2 months to get over there. I brought it home, turned it on, and I can't figure out what his problem was. Runs pretty good. I cleaned it up. XP, it's Inference 6000. It's got 2 gigabytes of RAM. It's, you know, not a bad computer at all. So I don't know what their problem was with it, but. I didn't find any major ones anyway. The way he was talking, it wouldn't even, you know, boot or something. So I just decided that's got 2 gigabytes of RAM. I can put Windows 10 in that and try it. So I just started that, and pretty much it booted up. It took a while to figure out that it knew what the... I don't know if it went automatically out online when I plugged in a wired connection, or if it just took a while to figure it out. Found a wireless adapter, and it couldn't figure out what the sound chip was. I said, well, let's see what happens. I took the driver file from XP and pointed the device manager at it, and it happily installed that. So it's still, you know, they're going to have a lot of work to do, I think, if they want to get Windows 10 out in 1 month. But because the insider preview has still got some quirky things. And of course, in this case, I'm running it on an old computer, but it runs without surfing the web you know, stuff like that. So there you go. The ulterior motive is that apparently you've got the insider preview running on a computer. When they release Windows 10, you can convert that into the full thing, free. So take your old XP computer, as long as it's got a gigabyte of RAM and a gigahertz processor is the minimum spec. Probably you want a little more than a gigahertz processor. And I think 16 gigabytes is hard drive space. And load up the Windows 10 Insider Preview and wait a month, and then you got Windows 10. So. that supposedly that will work. And I'm going to find out on several computers here, I think. This is the second one I've loaded up. The first one was a Core 2 Duo, so it was much.
Okay, Pete. Well, good luck with Windows 10. I don't know. In my opinion, I guess I'm old-fashioned and backwards, Windows XP was the best version of Windows yet to date. I'm not big on the touchscreen. I'm with you with the big keyboard, too. And for organizational, I always make a list. Even though I don't finish every item on it, it really helps to keep me organized. Alrighty. This is KC2YXN. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WA to you with a quick comment.
Go ahead.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, we're still using Windows 7 here, so have had no urgency to go into the future. Seems like you just get familiar, caught up with what's going on or not going on, and then they change the operating system. As I mentioned, tomorrow's Field Day, and with the new licensing and things that are going on, we can help a lot of groups out. If people are around their radio, you can put on 146.58. I haven't got all the rules in front of me here, but I know they're in QST amongst the pages, so probably one of their editions, the do's and the don'ts. But there's probably a number of people that are trying to make contact. I know, personally speaking, years and years ago, I did this on, I guess you can get on 146.58 or 55, and even on, UHF is 446.0, but make contacts and give out a few points or some station that might actually be operating solar power, wind power, water power, and if they're in a good mountaintop location, you might be able to help them out. So I guess we all can participate, whether we're at the field day site or not, by giving out various contacts or sending traffic messages and things of that nature. So if we're not there, we can be there RF-wise. So if there is a field day in your location or close by, you can always stop by the wee hours of the morning. I remember one time someone stopped by with coffee and donuts and things in the wee hours of the morning. They couldn't rest, so they came over and visited and bought some goodies. And boy, I'll tell you, the sandwiches and stuff are great during the day, and breakfast sandwiches are great in the morning, but at the wee hours of the morning, coffee and some Danish or donuts are they're just undescribable. Anyways, enough of that. Back to that, and we'll say 7-3, and remember safety. If you hear a lightning storm, you're probably too close, and unplug things just as if you were home, and don't put yourself in a dangerous situation. WATU, back to that, 7-3.
Okay, Jim, thank you. Good advice for any lightning approach. Good thought. And before I close the Black River Valley service, then I'll include my end of the week humor. So I've been doing limericks, so here's the one for today. A swimmer whose clothing got strewed by breezes that left her quite nude saw a man come along, and unless we are wrong, you expect this line to be lewd. KC2YXN, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. We had a good number of check-ins. I'd like to thank Bill, Kevin, Dan, Dick, Joe, John, Pauline, Jeff, Jack, and Pete for checking in with us this evening. Everybody have a great weekend. And stay safe. Enjoy whatever it is you do. This is KC2YXN, clear.
KD2AIT, was that Joe from the Owl's Nest? I guess he's not still here. Okay, KD2AIT, clear.
92 FPM will now be clear of this repeater via Echolink. Thank you for the use of the repeater with Echolink. Hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7-3.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is KD2AIT, getting you Jacksonville traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jacksonville traffic.
Okay, very good. We got KD2AIT and KC2NBU. I've got the Octane report for last month that I'd like to send to both of you. You know, it's, you know, only takes a minute to pass. Let me see if we've got some of the others here. I need AOW and NBU. AOW along with AIT, and two of them we got. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic.
Says N2MQP.
N2MQP, hi Kirill, thank you for checking in. Okay, Jeff, you're ready to listen, or I'll probably listen, or copy, whatever you'd like to do.
Roger.
And KC2NBU, same for you.
Roger.
Okay. And let's see, it's routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, June 1, break. May Octane report, stations 918, traffic 316, sessions 31, 7-3 break. And of course, I have my assistant net manager prepared, Mark, KB2KOJ. And anyone needs Phil, just tell me when I call your name. And KC2NBU, number 526.
526, got it.
Okay, and I thank you very much. And KD2AIT, 529.
529, copy.
Okay, very good. Thank you both. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Okay, thank you both for taking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all, to both. I should say to anybody listening, actually. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.